B'tochen for Life, Shir 1852, Yoyim Chamishi B'Shabbos, Parshas Kiseitze. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schos for Yeshuas and Atzlochas. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all the listeners should Be'ezer Hashem send them Yeshuas La'irich Yom Tovim. We are discussing that by Yidden there's something called Hashkacha Pratis, which means they're the main purpose of this world. And then there's Hashkacha Klalis, which means that all other creations, even though there's attention to detail by them, just like there's attention to detail by the Yid, the difference is, what's the purpose? The reason why this blade of grass is here or this tree is here is for the Yid. He's the main actor. Everything else works around him. So let's say the Yid does something wrong and he has to be punished. The Rabbeinu Shlomo might make a move and change something in the world. Move a rock, move a blade of grass, move a tree, move an animal. Why is he moving them? Not because the animal has to be moved, but because the Yid needs a message. So everything works around the Yid. He has what's called Hashkacha Pratis, which means the focus. Hashkacha means focus. The focus is specifically on him. The Rabbeinu Shlomo is still dictating how many blades of grass there are on the front lawn. But why are there so many blades of grass? Not because this amount of blades of grass has to be there, but rather for the master plan of the Yid, we need X amount of blades of grass for whatever reason. We might not know what it is, we might never understand it, but it's there for us. That's what Hashkacha Pratis versus Hashkacha Klalis means. So of course the Rabbeinu Shlomo provides detailed sustenance to every creature, every tree, every insect, every fish, every bird, every animal. It's all detailed to its most minute detail, like we explained. The eyes of everything turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with expectation. And the Rabbeinu Shlomo gives them their food. But why? The purpose is for the Yid. He is the Hashkacha Pratis. He is the focus of the world. So the difference between Hashkacha Klalis and Hashkacha Pratis is not how much attention to detail is given. Chas v'shalom. The Rabbeinu Shlomo gives equal amount of attention to detail. The question is what the focus is. The one who has Hashkacha Pratis is the focus, and everything else works around him.